A friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It is the Nevada legislature, 80th Nevada legislature, that is in session right now. What is this, week eight or is it still week seven?
It feels like it's been forever for me.
I know. Basically, what we're talking about is more bills have been added. And am I right? It's like 140 more bills were dumped in yesterday?
Yeah, it was a ton of them were dumped in yesterday. We're still actually sifting through all of them, trying to determine which ones go on our legislative tracker and which ones don't, because there were so many, it's almost overwhelming. There's no way that anybody, including the lawmakers, could actually read all of these bills in this amount of time.
And by the way, that's the voice of Michael Shouse, the communications director for NPRI, Nevada Policy Research Institute, or just Nevada Policy for short. There are a lot of bills that are moving on. There is one bill that did not make it, and it's a bill that you would have liked.
Yeah, I really would have liked this one, more on a personal level than anything else. But this was a bill that would eliminate the need to get a permit or a permission slip, basically, from government if you want to carry a concealed weapon. So a concealed firearm, for example, you would not have to jump through all these hoops, get a permit from your sheriff, so on and so forth. A lot of other states have already done this. Alaska was one of the first states to do this, just saying if you can legally own a gun, you can legally carry a gun. And more states are moving towards that system. Unfortunately, we're going the opposite direction. So in this case, this bill that would have moved us in that right direction was dead on arrival. And it's not surprising, given the political makeup in Carson City.
Okay. One of the reasons we wanted to have you in, there's been a lot of talk about the idea of cameras in the classroom, in particular for our special needs kids.
Yes.
Give us a little bit of the backstory.
Yeah, there's been a long, long, sad history of abuse of special needs kids in public schools, especially here in Clark County, in Clark County School District. In fact, there was actually just recently a lawsuit where three families finally prevailed in this lawsuit. CCSD is going to be paying over $1.2 million in a settlement for abuses that took place. These special needs children, in some cases nonverbal autistic kids, being abused by teachers and being mistreated by teachers. And this is an ongoing problem. This is something that routinely happens, and more often than not, the school district will fight the parents on it. And eventually it goes into court and there's some sort of a settlement. So this is an ongoing problem. This bill, I think it's SB 109, It would impose a mandate that cameras have to be in the classrooms for special needs kids. And this would be a great first step, because what happens right now, if a family goes to the school district and says, my nonverbal autistic son was abused, at this point it is the family's word versus the school school's word versus the administrator's word or the teacher's word. So cameras would really add some clarification to this process and make investigating these matters so much easier.
Okay, what about the argument? I've heard this argument from opponents who say, this thing's going to cost a ton of dough. You got to buy special software to store this stuff. I mean, where does this video go? Does it just, you know, so I mean, there are a lot of technical issues people bring up. Does that make sense?
There's absolutely a cost with it. You know, it's always funny to me how conservatives and libertarians are always called the heartless ones because we apparently care about profits. And yet here you have the school district saying, no, we're not going to put a camera to protect these special needs children because of budget issues. So it does have a cost, but you have to look at the other side. How much money is it going to save? That lawsuit I just told you about, $1.2 million settlement. But that's not including probably $1 million that they had to spend in legal fees. That's not including all the ancillary costs, such as staff time that all of a sudden was diverted from what they were supposed to be doing going towards this settlement. So there's substantial cost in the current system that would go away. And if you want to look for proof, look at body cams on police officers. There have been a lot of studies to say, what is the fiscal impact of putting body cameras on police officers? And what we found is that even though there is a cost with storing that data and maybe even retrieving those films, there's substantial cost savings when it comes to the fact that you're not going through these lengthy lawsuits or investigatory periods. It's very, very clear cut. So you really cut down overall on the cost that the district would see.
Let me ask you, do you know just off the top of your head the type of money we're talking about that we've already given out? In settlements and things like that. I mean, it's astronomical.
It is astronomical, and unfortunately, it's really hard to calculate. We had a great series that we just ran last year. You can go to NevadaJournal.com and you can find it there. Stephen Miller, who's our senior VP, he looked at a lot of these cases, and what he found was in a lot of cases, it's settled before it ever really even goes to court. So not only does the family not get any sort of full disclosure, they don't necessarily get to see the truth behind what happened to their child, but we, the public, we don't have as much transparency as we would like either. We can't always see exactly how much the school is spending taking care of these issues before they get all the way to, say, the Supreme Court. So it's going to be an astronomical number when you start to look at how many settlements they give out over the years.
The Teachers Association, does it like or dislike?
They don't cameras like in the this classroom at this point. Now, the argument in the past, in addition to the monetary argument, they've also been saying that it could be a privacy issue for the teacher. But understand that we're not talking about cameras that are going to broadcast on live TV or something. We're talking about cameras that during an investigation, investigators can go in, view this footage and see what actually happened. And really, the safety of the kids should be paramount to the privacy of a teacher in a classroom.
But could it also be used as a means of discipline of teachers? Okay, we're going to sit down and we're going to look at your 8th hour class yesterday and see how you handled this situation.
Well,
for training purposes and all of that?
I ostensibly it could. Here's the big thing when it comes to the teachers union. You have to understand the teachers union has one mission in life. And that is to make it hard to fire teachers. And that is their goal. By the way, they're very good at it. I've got to give them a hand. They're very good at doing this. Look at some of the other things that they have proposed. There's a thing in their collective bargaining agreement called the pass the trash provision. This means that if you're a teacher and you're accused of mistreating students or doing something bad, they can move you to a different school and the new school doesn't necessarily know about your history of potentially mistreating children. They also, right now in the legislature, they're pushing for a policy that would reduce the amount of student performance has on your teacher evaluation. So right now, 20% is what that is. How good your students do is 20% of your job performance. They want to move that down to 10%. So if all of your students are failing, that's only 10% of your job performance. It's unbelievable how time after time after time, the union will always side with, can we make it harder to fire an ineffective or bad teacher. And that's really what you see here in this special needs issue.
More coming up. Michael Schaus, Communications Director for the Nevada Policy Research Institute. When we come back, we're going to take you to Washington. There's all kinds of stuff going on there. Jussie Smollett is a free man. All charges dropped. Michael Avenatti may be headed to the slammer for 50 years. A lot to talk about, shall we say. We'll get to that and more coming up live and local now.
My fellow Nevadans, have you been wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
This is Amy Emanuel, your Republican candidate for Las Vegas City Council Ward 1. I was raised with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and monetary responsibility. Las Vegas wants a representative that will support small business and spur job growth, promote pedestrian safety, and tackle our chronic homeless issue. I have the integrity and necessary experience to do this job. Please support me at the polls this April 2nd. A vote for Amy Emanuel will guarantee another conservative voice on the Las Vegas City Council, paid for and authorized by Committee to Elect Amy Emanuel.
It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty, starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It's live and local now. Mike, This is one of the bizarre moments where there's a whole bunch of news that's breaking like today. And we're trying to keep on top of it as best we can. Michael Schaus joining us, Communications Director for the Nevada Policy Research Institute. Jussie Smollett is a free man. 16 accounts have been dismissed, and he's a free man. And now Rahm Emanuel is calling it a whitewash of justice. I'm interested in the way he used the term whitewash in a case that has racial overtones to it.
Yeah. Are you making this racial?
Yeah.
Are you making this a racial
thing?
Yeah. It's interesting. We were joking about it off the air. You feel a little dirty agreeing with Rahm Emanuel about something, but his statement on this really actually is pretty much right on the mark. He talks about how this is not only detrimental to, you know, to the city. I mean, the city spent a lot of money investigating this fake crime. But in addition to that, what signal does this send to the rest of society? Basically, if you are rich and politically connected enough, you can get away with things. I mean, that's the message I take away from it. It's pretty interesting what's going on in Chicago, and I think this probably exemplifies one of the reasons why people are leaving that city. They don't feel like everybody's actually treated the same there.
I'm curious, though, how do you get around, and I'm not a legal scholar, but how do you get around a grand jury? I mean, the grand jury, even Rahm Emanuel said the grand jury was crystal clear on this, that this stuff happened.
Yeah, this is one of the things that people really need to keep in the back of their mind. When you're talking about attorneys for the state, so a district attorney, for example, they have massive prosecutorial discretion. So that works both ways. You can have a state attorney who says, you know what, we are not going to pursue this case. We're going to drop the cases because I like this guy. He did some community service once. It doesn't matter if he, you know, committed this crime. You can also have the opposite, where you can have a DA say, you know what, we know that you're a good person and you didn't mean to commit a crime. Here, we're going to go after you full bore. And you've seen this in places like New Jersey and New York when it comes to gun laws. You might have somebody who accidentally breaks a gun law in New York, and the DAs there are so anti-gun, they will throw literally everything after this poor law-abiding citizen who just accidentally committed a crime. So that you can call it a flaw in our system, but really what it is people need to understand just how much power prosecutors really have in determining whether or not your case will ever even go before a judge.
Okay, want to talk about Robert Mueller. As long as we're talking about the legal system and what's going on, Robert Mueller turned in his report. Bob Barr essentially said no collusion, no obstruction, whatever. What did you make of what has been released, and how much more should be released?
Well, let's start here. It was so much fun to watch CNN, and they had like eight people at the table. And they were all so distraught by the news. Some of them were looking down at their phones, like nobody was making eye contact with each other. It was just a very awkward silence. It was amazing to see how everybody had such high expectations for this. And it came back saying, yeah, we don't really have any signs of collusion whatsoever. I don't know how much of it you really need to make public. I do think that Congress has every right to take a look at it. And then obviously they can make that determination. So,
but you know that the first thing they'll do is leak it.
Oh, of course. And that was kind of the point is, in the end, it really doesn't matter how much of this they officially make public. Look at, since Donald Trump became president, and obviously before then, but since he became president, leaks have been a massive part of this administration. Somebody inside the administration is going to leak it. Somebody in the Democrat caucus is going to leak it. Somebody in the Senate, a never-Trumper from the Democrat or the Republican Party, somebody's going to leak it. So ultimately, we will find out a lot of what's in this report. And most of it's not really going to be all that damaging to Trump, especially at this point. I think people are kind of throwing up their arms saying, no collusion, let's move on in life. What's going on in 2020?
How do we get past the grand jury stuff or even the intelligence stuff that's going to have to be redacted? They say release everything. You can't. You will be breaking federal law if you violate a grand jury.
Well, you know, maybe if we just put it on a Hillary Clinton style email server, the rest of us could contact, reach it on our own. There is a legitimate national security risk, and that's the reason why it's not all going to be released. What you're going to see, depending on who leaks what, you are going to see little pockets that out of context probably look bad for Trump. But honestly, there's so much noise going on at this point, I'm not sure that it's really going to have a big impact.
I know that you talk to people around the country at other think tanks and folks in the media and just plain folks. And I'm curious, some of the stuff I've seen just on man in the street interviews is enough already. We've done this for 2 years. Now let's do something that's going to matter to me, like more money in my pocket, pharma prices, the cost of health care. Do something for me. Do you get that sense when you talk to people that people are now ready to move on and they're ready to say, hey, we've done this thing for 2 years. You had your bite of the apple. Now let's move on.
Absolutely. I think you mostly have three different types of people in this country. You've got the people who hate Trump no matter what. So even if the report came out and said, you know what, he is actually a perfectly decent, wonderful human being, if that's what the report said, they wouldn't believe it. They'd now be calling for an investigation on Mueller. And then you've got the people who love Trump no matter what. And the report could have come out and said, yeah, he had secret meetings with Putin. They still wouldn't have cared. For the most Americans, we're somewhere in the middle. We just care about whether or not we can get our kid to daycare on time. And for them, I think they're very tired of hearing this back and forth. They say, oh, the report came out, nothing there. What's next? Let's move on to something. How are we going to fix my healthcare bills? How are we going to fix the school that my kid is going to? I mean, these are the things. And honestly, most of those issues are local issues, which is why people should be paying attention to what's going on in your own backyard. Worry a little bit less about what's happening in Washington, D.C.
I want to ask you, because one of the issues that folks ran on, both Republicans and Democrats ran on in 2018 was Obamacare. And now we've got the Trump administration out in full force trying to abolish it via the courts.
Yeah, the number one thing that Republicans, if Republicans want to be successful on this, what they need to do is propose an alternative. I don't think anybody's really happy with the current system. Nobody's happy with Obamacare. Nobody was really happy with the pre-Obamacare healthcare world. If you don't have a proposal to actually fix that, nobody's even really going to listen to you. So if in 2020 Republicans are thinking this is going to be a big part of their strategy, they have to come forward with, here's the package we want to put forward to fix healthcare for the American people. And it can't just be repeal Obamacare. So it'll be interesting to see whether or not they do that. Honestly, I don't have a whole lot of faith in politicians to do anything. So we'll see what ends up.
A reminder that this special Nevada Policy Research Institute report brought to you by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop. Jim Marsh has done so much for so many people in this community, and now they're helping bring all this information to you. If folks want to know more, Transparent Nevada, the Bill Tracker, where do they go?
Just NevadaPolicy.org is the best place. NevadaPolicy.org. You'll see the Bill Tracker right up there, up at the top. You can't miss it. We're updating it every single day, and every week we send out a kind of a recap of what's changed that week.
Wow. Thank you so much. We'll do this all again.
Yeah, happy to be here.
There you have it. He's my man, Michael Shouse, Communications Director, NPRI. Stick around. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all, and it's coming up next, live and local now.
Seven 90, Las Vegas, and 98.1, Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Now, good to have you with us, Kevin Wall with you. It's my favorite part of the program. I absolutely love it. This is the wall-to-wall free-for-all, and for the first 2.5 hours, we tell you what it is we're going to talk about. Okay? For the for the last half hour, over to you. We talk about what you're interested in. Hopefully it will fit in the what we call the three-legged stool. It's got to be compelling. It's got to be something people care about, an issue people care about. It's got to be something that's topical, like today, like today's news, or not something that's 3 weeks old. And hopefully it's going to be entertaining. Those are the three pillars that we use, or the three stool legs that we use when we try and figure out what to talk about over the first 2.5 hours. Now, in the final half hour, we give you that opportunity. We make it simple. In fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's begin our wall-to-wall free-for-all. And by the way, this is how you do it. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And when whether you live in the Coachella Valley, or you live in Reno or Sparks or Carson City or Ely or Battle Mountain or Amargosa Valley, Hawthorne, wherever it is, we'll give you the opportunity to talk about what it is that interests you. Let's go to Stephen. Stephen, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead. Whoops. There you go. Stephen, talk to me, man.
Yeah, I fought the politicians, and the politicians are winning, Kevin.
How so?
But I got a plan.
Try me.
And I'd like to thank that previous talk, or explaining to me about the policy. You got to present something. See, the Republicans have been arguing about a immigration problem. But there isn't a problem. These people live in million-dollar houses, folks. They couldn't care less. They don't have an immigration problem where they're at. But that's why it's taken over 30 years to solve it. Kevin, I've made a stack of money a couple times. And it's been wiped out all the time by the globalists and the Federal Reserve. But it's a tough subject. I'm going to give you a movie to watch. I hope you watch it, Kevin. It's Endgame. The movie,
and is it a current? Is it current film?
Yeah, if you do that search, Endgame the movie. The last time I did it, the first 12 items on the first page all take you to a link to watch it, and then we can audit the Fed. We can get rid of the rhinos that say they're Republicans, and they aren't Republican anyway. Whenever you need them, you can't find them. We got to get some real people in office, and this is the only way that I can figure out we can do it. We got to let if we can't screen them, we got to let them identify themselves.
Well, we always talk about how the Republican Party vets its candidates. I mean, I got to tell you, even locally here in Las Vegas, we've had some horrendous candidates, awful, awful candidates. You know, with criminal records and things like that. I mean, it's been really bad. And yet we keep doing it. Time's going to come when we've got to, as a party. And by the way, just a quick thought. We know what the divide is in the state of Nevada. And there are a lot of Democrats. There are more Democrats than there are Republicans. And if you look at the amount of independents, that number keeps growing. So how do we combat this? You know, do we chase people out of the tent, so to speak? Or do we have to do something else? How do we go about doing that? That's the dilemma that we face. And I guarantee you that is something that Michael McDonald, chair of the Nevada Republican Party, thinks about every day. You know, how do we build a party that can take our state back? By the way, did you see Jay Sekulow last night? I thought Jay Sekulow was borderline brilliant. Let's go to cut two. This was the Jay Sekulow MSNBC interview that everybody's been talking about this morning. He was on with Ari Melber, and this was his reaction to the Robert Mueller report. This is cut number two. Jay Sekulow.
Well, I mean, it's very clear the position that we've advocated since the beginning, and that's clear in what has been released, is that there was no collusion. There was no evidence of collusion, and there was no evidence of anybody associated with the Trump campaign engaged in collusion with the Russian government or people affiliated with the Russians. That was crystal clear. So that was the basis, by the way, Ari, you know this, that was the basis upon which this investigation started, was this whole collusion issue. What was the Russian engagement or lack of engagement during this campaign cycle, and specifically as it related to the president and the president's campaign, and the special counsel said there was none.
And so on that, given that that would be, by most accounts, good news for your client, yeah, President Trump, how do you explain how many misstatements and falsehoods there were? Other people, as you know, were convicted of obstruction-related crimes and lying to the feds. That's not in doubt. How do you explain all of that now that you have this result that would seem to be positive on the lack of conspiracy?
Well, that individuals that were charged or pled or were convicted were charged with crimes unrelated to the issue of collusion with Russia. Most of the charges were what's called process crimes. That was lying to federal officers, tax evasion, FARA violations. So those are very different. There was no charges. Interestingly, if you look at all of the indictments that have issued here, there were no indictments that made an allegation of collusion with the Russians or Russian government officials. So I think that the indictments spoke for themselves in that sense. And apparently, and we haven't seen the report, obviously, we've seen what the what's been put forward in the summary letter that the attorney general issued, that there was no collusion.
Okay. And that's the bottom line. But you know, for some of these people, it doesn't work. I want to make sure. I thought it was maybe one of his best efforts. I'm talking about Sean Hannity. As he went through about an 8 or 10 minute soliloquy that I thought was a borderline brilliant. And this is let's go to cut four real quick. This is Sean Hannity. The fake news media owes America an apology. This is what Sean Hannity said last night.
All right, I first want to begin. I want to welcome everyone to this program, maybe including some of you, maybe that don't usually tune in here. Those who maybe now realize that you have been lied to by other networks and the news media on a spectacular level for years and years. You know, I look at so-called competition in cable news. Let's start with Rachel Maddow's audience. They have been sold one conspiracy theory night after night after night. Lie, night after night after night. 22 months, she has profited from these lies to her audience on a spectacular level. Frankly, she and her so-called colleagues, so-called mainstream media, so-called journalists, they should be embarrassed tonight. They should feel humiliated tonight. They should be apologizing tonight to the American people, as well as so many others in the media. It will take me months, but we will follow every lead and we will remind you what has been done here. Now, the truth has been laid bare for all to see. No collusion, no obstruction. No truth to the lies that have been peddled daily. We on this program have been right all along because, unlike the mainstream media, we have been telling the truth with evidence to back it up. Many of you since yesterday have been writing me and you want me to spike the football tonight. I am not in any type of celebratory mood here tonight in any way. This is a time every American that now knows truth, you should be angry at what has happened here. All of America, I am pissed off, and so should the rest of the country be over what has happened. Just because, you know, this is only the first chapter. This must be a day of reckoning for the media, for the deep state, for people who abuse power, and they did it so blatantly in this country. If we do not get this right, if we do not hold these people accountable, I promise you, with all the love I can muster for this country and our future, for our kids and grandkids, we will lose the greatest country God has ever given man. We will lose it.
I thought that was borderline brilliant. And I know it ran a little bit long, but I wanted you to hear it. And he is so right. He is so right. The other little piece of business that got done last night was Rudy Giuliani essentially taking a victory lap, but demanding an apology from Chris Cuomo of CNN and from CNN in general. Now, of course, he didn't get it, but it was fascinating TV, and we'll let you hear at least a part of that coming up in our next segment. Stick around. We got so much to do. We are sprinting to the finish line today. You want to join us? Here's how you do it. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is live and local now.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut-rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Hi, I'm Daniel Hontru, Senior Policy Analyst for Nevada Policy. When the Nevada legislature is in session, there are a lot of special interests trying to tell lawmakers how to spend your tax dollars. Lobbyists, labor unions, cronies from all industries, they're all in Carson City trying to get a piece of your hard-earned money. So, who's speaking on behalf of you, on behalf of taxpayers? That's why this year, Nevada Policy is on the ground in Carson City. I'm here, in the legislature, making sure that real Nevadans, taxpayers, parents, and business owners have a voice this session. It's more important than ever that we take an active role this year. Allpolicy.org to track the bills we're watching, and to stay up to date about how lawmakers are trying to spend your money. Be sure to visit Nevada Policy's online legislative tracker to follow the issues that matter the most at NevadaPolicy.org. That's NevadaPolicy.org, because someone has to speak for taxpayers this session.
Hi, this is Jackie Thornhill, the president-elect of the Las Vegas Rotary Club. For 96 years, the Las Vegas Rotary Club has taught area youth to succeed through literacy, education, and life skills development. To fund our year-round programs, we hold one major fundraising event each year. This year, the Las Vegas Rotary Club brings together world-class cuisine and high octane. It's a speed and style reception Saturday night, April 27th at Celebrity Cars in Las Vegas at 7770 Dean Martin Drive. Check out classic and exotic cars and motorcycles, enjoy food station pairings, and learn about the amazing work the Rotary does in our community. You're all invited to our world-class speed and style reception benefiting Spread the Word Nevada. Tickets are just $60. Proceeds will stay right here in Southern Nevada and benefit community organization partners. To order tickets, go to LasVegasRotary.com. That's LasVegasRotary.com. And I'll see you Saturday night, April 27th.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
When was the last time you heard a member of the media squirm on camera? A member of the media, and I'm talking about the people that ask the questions, not the people that answer questions. It's fascinating. Well, that happened last night. Rudy Giuliani turned the tables on Chris Cuomo. Let's go to cut eight, because this is 1 minute, 7 seconds of classic television where Rudy Giuliani calls out not only Chris Cuomo, but Chris Cuomo's boss. Here it is last night on CNN.
You guys on this network,
what have I done?
Have tortured this man for 2 years with collusion, and nobody's apologized.
First of all,
so before we talk about obstruction,
there was
apologize for the overreaction of collusion.
Not a chance.
Well, of course you're not.
Not a chance.
Of course you're not, because you're not being fair.
No, please. You know better than that, or you wouldn't.
No, I don't know better. I am outraged by the behavior of these networks.
Okay.
Collusion, 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 collusion. No collusion.
Okay. Here's my case.
No collusion.
Here's my case.
Apologize.
Never. Here's my case.
Never.
Never. I didn't do anything wrong. These questions are real.
Well, I
they needed to be regarded as such.
Treasonous?
And they needed to be investigated. Did
people
you hear me say that?
No, but I heard
do
people
I hold
on this
you to account for what people say that that you don't?
There were people on this network that did. How about this network should apologize? How about Jeff Zucker should
do I ask you to apologize for everything the president says that's not true?
No.
Okay, good. So we're even.
But you asked me to apologize for what I do, and I do. If I accuse
tell me
somebody,
what I did, and I'll apologize.
I'm not saying you should do it.
But then why
I'm
should I apologize?
Your network should apologize.
I don't apologize for the
your
network.
Your network should apologize.
I'm proud of the
and
network.
NBC
I'm proud of the job
apologize.
It does. But
and
I only
the New
control
York Times
what I
should
say.
Apologize.
All right, hold on.
And the Washington Post
hold
should
on,
apologize.
Hold on. I'm not a media critic.
And Adam Schiff should apologize.
Look, that's a question for him. I'm happy to ask it.
It went like that for about 5 minutes. And it was just back and forth and nasty and back and forth and back and forth. Later, Chris Cuomo and Don Lemon, and this is cut seven, kind of evaluated this whole notion of is there an apology warranted? I happen to agree with Rudy Giuliani, but you know, an apology equal to the crime, to me, would take days and weeks for them to finish up. This would be going on a month from now. We're really sorry. We didn't mean to say this. We didn't. Now, back in June of 2017, we didn't really mean to say this. But this was kind of the mini debate between Chris Cuomo and Don Lemon. This is cut seven last night on CNN.
Where you get anybody that you don't like what they did is at the ballot box. The idea of finding criminality to me has always been remote. Look, it could still be found. There are a lot of investigations going on. Mm-hmm. I just didn't see the proof of it then, and I haven't seen enough of the record to see it now. But I'll tell you why I did this. I'm not an I told you so guy. You know this. We've known each other a long time. And I put better minds around me for a reason. But look, Rudy Giuliani, I've known most of my life, okay? We've had plenty of nasty back and forths. We try to disagree with decency. He demanded an apology from me tonight.
For asking tough questions?
Look, I mean, and I meant what I said. There ain't no damn apology coming. I got nothing to apologize for. I believe in everything that I've done, and I'm going to do it every bit as much as I can going forward when I think it's right. You got to confront power. That's the job. But that's where we're living.
Yeah.
They're taking a victory lap for not being felons. That's how low the standard is for behavior right now. Now, they'll say, well, this was a witch hunt. We were set up. It's not true, Don. The American people have to know that it's not true. Just because somebody is not found guilty of a crime doesn't mean it was wrong to ask the questions in the first place.
And it doesn't say that, listen, I said this last night, it doesn't say that there was no evidence. It says that
That's right.
Did not, right? What's the exact language? The exact language is...
didn't constitute a crime.
Yeah. And I didn't say it didn't constitute a crime. It says...
Yeah, they say that.
Did not establish... That's what it says. It says it.
Yeah, I mean, they use
establish.
Different verbs. Right. They use constitute. They use establish. What they don't say is collusion, because collusion is a behavior, not a crime. The distinction matters in legal analysis. Yeah. I don't like that people conflate them because it winds up giving a misimpression of what people mean, like me, when I say, was there collusion? Yes. Was it criminal? Not that I've seen. Yeah. And that's held true so far.
So nobody there is backing down. The other guy that refused to back down yesterday on cable news was James Clapper. This is Cut 6. And James Clapper is the former, Director of National Intelligence, DNI. This was what he said yesterday with Anderson Cooper on CNN. Here it is.
In terms of, you know, things you have said on television subsequently, just over, you know, I don't know, however long you've been talking on television, do you regret anything you have said in terms of raising questions about the president's behavior or some of the things the president has done or said?
No, I don't. And I have put that in writing in my book as well. I have concerns, and as do others, and I have tried to be factual and temperate and moderate about it, but I do have concerns, and no, I don't have any regrets.
And do you still have the same concerns about, you know, the president, his relationship with Vladimir Putin, his tendency to side with Vladimir Putin against, former intelligence officials or even his current intelligence officials?
I do have concerns about the president's unwillingness or inability or whatever to call out the Russian interference in the election. And I would just point out that one of President Obama's objectives in tasking us to do that report on the Russian interference was to hand it off to the next administration. So the Trump administration would have that as a basis for taking action against Russia, which sort of hasn't happened in some ways.
So there you have it. Brennan said he got false information. That's how the former head of the CIA did it. He says, well, I got faulty information. James Clapper is refusing to do that. He says, no, I don't back away in any way, shape, or form. I know. I can't believe that we're coming to the end of another 3 hours. It's unbelievable. No, seriously. One of the things that we're going to talk about tomorrow is, in fact, we're going to continue on looking at the Nevada legislature, the 80th Nevada legislature. There's a lot of stuff going on there. We will do that. I can just about promise you. Till we join you tomorrow, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local now. I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016.